He always seems to get involved, doesn't he?
I'm telling you, too many coconuts have hit him right on top of the skull.
Well, I think Anthony will be a great acquisition. He can do it all.
Avery, whose show is this?
All right, the final kind of bit, and then I'll dive into some of you guys' questions here as well. But how is he going to be remembered as a Laker? How is Anthony Davis going to be remembered as a Laker? I think, for one thing, anybody questioning whether or not he should have his jersey retired, you're freaking bananas. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. He was with the team for 7 years, won a championship, made multiple All-Star games, was a good citizen for the entirety of his time in LA, and was, it's not like it, I could see maybe the argument if AD like demanded a trade or left in free agency and his departure was completely of his own accord or his own will and things ended poorly, but they didn't. Like Anthony Davis won the Lakers a championship, got to another Western Conference Finals. Again, the All-Stars, the All-NBA, and the All-Defensive awards that he got along the way. And then on top of it was a centerpiece of a trade that landed you your next franchise superstar. So I to me, it's not even a question. The guy deserves his jersey to go up in the rafters whenever his career is finally over. And you know, I wouldn't go so far as to give him a statue or anything like that, but a jersey retirement for sure. And to me, I think he'll go down as one of the most individually talented players to ever wear a Lakers uniform. I think he was an incredibly unselfish player, one of the more unselfish players, superstars in the history of the Lakers. Again, how you feel about Anthony Davis, how I feel about Anthony Davis, and whether he should have been, he should see himself as a center. That is kind of neither here nor there, as he thinks he is a power forward and he thinks the best path forward for any team is for him to be a power forward. And, you know, the concerns over spacing matter, but the fact that, according to him, he was playing out of position and he only ever really publicly complained about it the once, and it, as LeBron points out, was immediately shipped out, but, you know, always pretty much just showed up for work, carried a bunch of just awful, abysmal defensive lineups and tried to make the best of them while taking defense incredibly personally. I'm going to look back on Anthony Davis as, again, one of my favorite dudes that I've been able to cover. One of my favorite Lakers to ever wear the uniform. Good dude, which I think matters quite a bit. And you know, I think he'll always be, especially as we get further and further and further down the line, he'll always be one of those guys that when he comes to Staples Center, or sorry, Money Laundering, or nope, sorry, Crypto.com Arena, whenever he plays there, I think he'll get nice warm ovations from the crowd. He should. And then if he, you know, whenever he retires, I hope he goes into the hall wearing a Lakers uniform. And you know, I hope that he kind of sees himself as a Laker forever. And that's kind of how he looks back on his career, because I think he deserves to look at that himself and to be seen that way by Lakers fans from here on out. Again, he didn't choose to be traded for Luka, but he was. And the fact that he was traded for a guy who is now the reason that the Lakers are not completely screwed after LeBron leaves, you know, I'm that's gonna go on the plus side to Anthony Davis's career and his legacy here moving forward. All right, so I'm going to dive into some of your guys' comments here, see what you guys think. Charismatic character. Should the Lakers trade for a center, or can we sign two centers on the free agent market? I think we should get Clint Capella for sure. I think Capella might be a little overpriced for the Lakers. All the Lakers have is the mini mid-level, and I think Capella will probably get at least just shot north of that number. I would probably predict that Capella lands at about $9 million, $7 to $9 million a season. And I don't think that's what the Lakers will be able to offer. Let me just double check. 26 NBA mini mid level exception. Yeah, so taxpayer mid-level is going to be 5.7, and I think Capella will probably be worth a little bit more than 5.7. Same probably goes for Brook Lopez. But, you know, as far as like signing two centers, I think the Lakers, like this, I think is where the Lakers need to use most of their resources. You gotta sign probably two of them unless you're re-signing Jackson, who I don't think the Lakers will re-sign. And I'm not sure Jackson is all that interested in playing for the Lakers moving forward because of the fact that he was just outright benched. But maybe, you know, the Lakers bring Jackson back. Maybe the Lakers, you know, don't trade Kleba and they see him as kind of more of a floor spacing center next season. And that is considered an addition compared to, you know, the roster last year. I think that would be a bit of a bummer because I think Maxi Kleba, the expiring salary, is a lot more valuable than Maxi Kleba, the basketball player at this stage of his career. But I think the Lakers should use their taxpayer mid-level on the, on a center. I think they should probably sign one or two veteran minimum type centers this summer. And if they don't do one of those two things, then you definitely have to trade for a center. And look, I think that's the likeliest outcome here. I think they trade for their starting center and then they use the taxpayer mid-level to sign their backup center and then go into next year quite a bit bigger than they did last year. That would be my hope and in my prediction. Gabe Rocks, AD was incredible for us. That's the truth. Injuries and bad roster management was the issue. Yep, I would agree. Dark Galaxy, Anthony, any truth to the rumors of AR to Dallas for Gafford and draft capital or PJ Washington? Sean said Dallas is looking for a point guard and AR has a good connection with AD. I would have to look to see what Sean's actually said in this regard. I would be pretty shocked if the Lakers traded AR. Now it's a little different if Dallas is willing to include draft capital on top of Gafford. That changes the math a little bit. But I think if the Lakers are going to trade Reeves, they will probably be trading him for, again, here's what I'll say. If the Lakers trade Austin Reeves, it'll be the kind of trade that Rob Pelinka is immediately able to do a victory lap press tour for, where he thanks Austin for everything that he did and tells the nice warm story of Austin Reeves, the Los Angeles Laker, the undrafted player who they found out of nowhere and were able to turn into this all-star acquisition that they bring in. And I just don't think that they would have that kind of pressure for Daniel Gafford or even Walker Kessler, as we talked about last night. So I would probably say if they trade Austin, it would have to be one in hell of a draft asset package that the Lakers would be able to immediately turn into the kind of player that they would want to trade Austin for in the first place if some team is more focused on draft asset acquisition compared to player acquisition, which, you know, we just talked about at the top of the show. All right. My son is just kind of waking up, so we have about 5-10 minutes or so here. Let's answer another couple of questions, or maybe one more question. Rare Form writes, Lakers would have got further with a healthy AD and Max Christie. That's a fun hypothetical. To Rare Form's point, the Lakers were playing some damn good basketball at the time of the trade. Now they were playing, they played some damn good basketball on the other side of the trade too. All right, here's how I'll frame it. I think I agree, because I think that roster was more complete and better put together for a playoff run right now, this postseason. One place I'll push back on is that AD was hurt then and then never really got healthy again this summer, and the Lakers probably would have been screwed. So if you're taking injuries into account, that kind of hurts this point. But let's take injuries out of it, and I think that was a more balanced and complete roster than the one that Luka was traded onto. And look, that's kind of how it usually plays out when you trade for a star. Usually it takes a little while for you to balance out your roster and build a roster completely around that player. And it takes a little while. So I think the Lakers are better off long-term with Luka, obviously. I think the Lakers probably would have been a little bit better off if you don't take injuries into account. They probably would have been a little bit better off this year. But look, AD got hurt. AD was hurt at the time of the trade. And then he rushed back, I think, because of all the things that were said about him on the other side of the trade, and got hurt, and then was never healthy again for the rest of the season. Remember, he rushed back twice, and I can't believe Dallas rushed him back that second time. But yeah, I think if he would have taken his time and gotten healthy and would have been healthy for a playoff run, I think the Lakers probably win their first round series. I don't think they would have had the same upside that I thought going into the postseason. But, you know, if they would have been on that same side of the bracket, they probably beat Minnesota because they would have had the size to match up with them and Max to be able to throw on Edwards. And then if Austin struggles in that series the way that he struggled in the series as the Lakers are currently constituted, that obviously changes the math there too. So need to factor that into account. But if the Lakers get by Minnesota, they were very well put together to beat either Houston or Golden State, I think. And then you go into a series with either Denver or OKC and probably lose there would be my guess. But, you know, to this commenter's point, that is further than the Lakers got now. So you have that. But again, all of that said, the Lakers are better situated here moving forward. A lot better situated than they would have been moving forward after the season, especially when you take into account that AD is going to get paid again north of $60 million in his next contract. All right. We'll do one more. Let's see. Alexander Garvin, this is a true statement for this year. Absolutely. May have even won a chip this year, depending on the trades, if Luka wasn't there. However, better with Luka for the future. So worth the risk. Yep. Let's see. Davis FC, who's Avi is Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis is going to prove a lot of haters next year. Can't wait. You got to add wrong there. you gotta make sure you add that important word there. Anthony Davis is going to prove a lot of haters right next year. How about that, mother bleepers? Like, you got to make sure you include the proper adjective. All right. A little shorter show here today on obviously an off day. This is going to be a series that we go back to, that we dip back into, and occasionally also with the occasional guest we'll have this conversation. But I did want to start here with Anthony Davis because I truly, truly hope that he feels the love from Lakers fans from here on out, and that he's remembered properly. And, you know, there's every so often I'll come across arguments that immediately notify me that you don't know ball. And the people who were saying, like, nope, Anthony Davis shouldn't have his jersey retired. Sorry, everybody. You just don't know ball. All right, that is going to do it, though. Have a great rest of your evening. Make somebody else's, and make sure you're subscribed and rating the show, hitting that like button. That stuff really helps the show. And yeah, until the next time you guys hear from me, which will be probably a little bit later tonight, I might do a lowdown depending on the outcomes of some of these basketball games that are played tonight. Yeah, I'm Anthony Owen. Have a great rest of your day. Make somebody else's. We'll talk to you tomorrow.